From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an arrest in connection with a Bangkok bombing, but more are said to be on the way. Police in Thailand have arrested a suspect in connection with a bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. Authorities told reporters the man, described as a foreigner, is being charged with possessing explosives and is in military custody. The suspect was also found with ball bearings, fuses, pipes, and other bomb-making materials, as well as a stack of Turkish passports, according to police and army officials. It's the first big breakthrough since the August 17th blast at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok that killed 20 Thais, Chinese, Malaysians, a Singaporean, and an Indonesian, and wounding more than 100 people of numerous nationalities. However, VOA correspondent Steve Herman says the actual bomber could still be at large.
The latest statement is that the suspect in custody right now is not believed to be the bomber. But they are saying that they are certain he was connected with the group that they believe carried out the bombing. But of course, they have not named any group and no one has taken responsibility for the attack.
The bombing was the worst single mass casualty attack in Thailand. The Thai National Police Chief told reporters Sunday evening that the attacks were not an international terrorist attack. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials who asked not to be identified told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif this coming Sunday. This is VOA News.